A high school teacher in the Rio Grande Valley is using disciplinary action against her to push for more discussion about race and identity in the classroom. TPR's Camille Phillips reports she was placed on leave after parents complained about a graphic she planned to use during remote learning that showed support for Black Lives Matter and LGBTQ students.
The Roma Independent School District placed ninth grade English teacher Taylor Lifka on paid administrative leave the day before the school year started. District officials said they had to investigate parent complaints about a graphic that she planned to use in her virtual classroom. The cartoon graphic shows a desk, a whiteboard, and several posters with slogans that Lifka says are intended to make all students feel welcome.
It's an opportunity for kids to enter my space who might feel closed off to the world right now and feel like they can take a deep breath when they sit down in my class and they can focus on the lesson, which is always about English, a Teach Advanced English 1.
One poster says Black Lives Matter. Another says the room is a safe space for LGBTQ students. A third, written in Spanish, is a feminist message that says, "Your fight is my fight." Lifka posted the graphic to her personal Instagram account a few days before school started. From there, the picture started making the rounds on the internet. Then a Republican politician posted the graphic on her Facebook page.
The whole point of it was to allow parents the right to exercise their parental authority and what their children are learning.
Marion Knowlton is running for a state House seat in a reliably Democratic district. It stretches for 200 miles from Roma, which is along the U.S.-Mexico border, all the way up to Atascosa County, where Knowlton lives.
It just seemed that it was focusing children to one perspective. And when they were talking about inclusivity, I didn't see anything there that might represent certainly my values or what I believe in.
One of Knowlton's followers commented that the graphic pushes political opinions on students and teachers should leave social issues to parents. In Roma, more than 99% of students are Hispanic, and many students support Lifka.
The posters are just virtual posters, so I didn't see the big deal of making a big fuss about it.
Annalie Garcia was in Lifka's class last year.
Me and my mom and dad and sisters personally didn't see a problem with the posters. So it was a shock to know that Roma is very inclusive and didn't see the good in the posters.
Annalie said she and her friends circulated a petition to get Lifka reinstated. Halfway through the first week of school, Roma ISD officials did just that. They told Lifka she could start teaching and post the graphic in her virtual classroom as long as it does not distract from the educational process. District officials declined to be interviewed, but said in a statement that the leave was not intended to be a reprimand. But Lifka said that wasn't enough. She decided not to return to the classroom just yet. She wanted the district to first implement policies that explicitly support the messages in her graphic.
What I'm looking for right now is for the district to say when another parent calls and says, "We don't believe in this," they'll say, "What Ms. Lifka is doing follows our protocol and our procedure and our policy that we support anti-racist spaces and we teach tolerance in our classroom."
Just before the weekend, Roma ISD released a second statement that outlined plans to review district policies, while adding that real change takes time. Lifka says she's impressed with the district's plan and will return to the classroom soon. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.